How do you go about this week preparing for the challenge of starting in Jacksonville, especially in the summer, knowing that the heat, the humidity is something you got to prepare for?
You don't do anything different. I mean, I think we kind of got fortunate today being inside and the heat of the day today, but we talked about it a little bit, just knowing you need to hydrate, but that's not any different than any early game, any game in the South. Playing down in Miami a couple years ago was the same way. So I think we got fortunate with the camp that was somewhat warm, especially for Wisconsin weather. So I think we'll be fine. It'll be the same. So.
You mentioned the Miami games. Anything from those experiences that you learned that you can translate to going out?
Not really. I mean, you take a little more precaution maybe during warm-ups. Don't go out and do as much, just to save some energy. And like I said, just make sure you hydrate. I mean, that's what you can do throughout the week. You got to kind of do it beforehand. You can't do it during the game because it's already too late.
They've invested in the secondary, trying to revamp it, improve it. What are you seeing on tape, Jordan?
Some good guys. Obviously, we know one, Devon House, who was here for 4 years or whatever it was. So we know him very well. Got a first-rounder from last year or this year, whatever. So, but some guys we've gone against, some new guys. So, you know, guys that are fitting the scheme and very similar scheme to what Seattle runs because the coaches are.
Jordy, you were in rehab mode for so long. Does it get the juices flowing again, mentally and physically, when you're in game plan mode again and you know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel on Sunday?
Yeah, I think that's the way if you're in rehab mode or not. I think if you ask any of the guys who are going through camp all August, once game week comes around, there's just a different vibe. The meetings are a little different. You know, there's more details in it just because it's, you know, not that the other stuff doesn't matter, but it's really prime time, ready to go. So you can just feel the energy and, you know, it's good to get ready for it.
Jordy, not that you're out of shape, but are you ready for a 50-plus snap today?
We're not going to put a number on it. We've discussed it. I think the situation of being in Jacksonville will play by snap by snap, to be honest with you. And it could, there's a lot of things that could happen differently, but seeing how the possessions are taken, seeing what the weather's like, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of guys are rotating just to stay fresh. And but no, I feel great. Practice today felt great. I've done a lot on my own to get ready, and so I don't think it'll honestly be an issue. So,
Jordy, talk a little bit about the veteran quarterback, how a defense might attack a young quarterback versus a veteran quarterback. Coming off the knee, do you expect kind of the Jaguars defense to test you a little bit?
I don't. I think they're going to play their defense. There's nothing really you can do to test a guy. I mean, so they're going to play their defense. They like to mix it up between press and off. So I think they're going to play their stuff, and we'll adjust and play football.
Jordy, the outside expectations, I'm sure you heard it. Jordy's back. We're going to score 28 to 35 points a game. Aaron Rodgers is going to go back to having his Aaron Rodgers-like numbers. What are the expectations that you have in this locker room?
For me, is to do my job. That will never change. That was my thing. My first year I've gotten here back in college and high school, there's nothing you can do besides do your job and do it to the best of your ability. So that's all I'm going to worry about. As an offense, that's what it comes down to as well. All 11 of us doing what we're supposed to do, being consistent with it, not having mistakes, and we'll be in position to win games every week if we do that.
Jordy, what kind of workload do you think you're ready for?
I'm ready for anything. So, like I said, we can't. There's so much that goes into a game, of the flow of a game, how it works, the plays that get called, the routes that I end up running. You know, there's so much to it. If I end up, for some reason, getting three deep balls in a row, yeah, I'm coming out. I mean, I'll come out at the end of the year on that, too. So, I mean, things happen throughout a game that, you know, I could run a bunch of short routes the whole way down the field and never have a problem. So it's just going to be how the game flows. But I think everyone, like I said, everyone, I mean, there's – throughout the preseason, you guys, we could see guys that were running deep ball after deep ball. You know, you can just get stuck on certain things that can, it happens that way. And so you take a play or two off and go back in.
Quite the excitement you might feel for this opener to maybe what it was like as a rookie, just because you didn't play last year. You've been building towards this moment. Does it feel?
It's not like, I would say not like I wasn't as a rookie. I think I'll have hopefully a bigger role in this one than I did as a rookie. Although I did get the first kickoff, which was not what I wanted as a rookie. I am ready for this week to be over with, though, so everyone can move on and stop talking about it.
Just to be clear, there's nothing about your knees that will hold you back from playing as many snaps as you want.
Absolutely not.
Temperature, stuff like that, that's different.
No, I'm playing football, so.
Yeah. You told us in the spring, I want to play in preseason games. I need to play in preseason games. And then you didn't play in preseason games. And was there anything that you didn't get to do this summer that would have prepared you better for this.
Right, going through camp and everything would have prepared me better, but that's not the situation we were put in. So I think going out there today, I mean, I was in the meetings, I was at practice, I ran routes, you know, so I don't feel like I'm behind, but I mean, it would have been better going through camp probably. I mean, it wouldn't have hurt, so, but I'm not worried about it. I don't think anyone in this locker room or in this building is worried about it. So I think the couple weeks I got at the end of the camp, and obviously today and the rest of this week, we'll be ready to go.
Whether it's the first catch or the first hit, is there something that you feel will make you just feel comfortable and get back into the game?
I don't know. I probably neither. It'd probably just be the first play, to be honest with you. It'll just, I mean, I'm sure there'll be some nerves, which the first game of the year, I wouldn't be surprised. It always brings nerves, you know, it's first real action. So, but once you're out there, you don't even think about it. So, you're just running, trying to avoid people. You're trying to run your route and do what you're supposed to do.
Jordy, what do you remember from your reps against Devon Hose, and kind of what are you expecting?
I can't give any secrets. no, Devon's a great corner. I mean, obviously that's why they signed him. During free agency, and he's a longer guy, so, you know, tries to be physical, so we know each other well. He knows, I mean, yeah, he was here with Randall, wasn't here with Tay, so, but, yeah.
His reputation in this building was he was the guy that could stop you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not saying it's accurate, I'm saying that's what his reputation was. Do you expect to see him a fair amount?
I don't, honestly. The way... I think the other guys that they have, the way they're set up, I don't know if they will or not. We'll wait and see. So, I think last year he might have followed some guys. Obviously, in the preseason they're not game planning, but we'll wait and find out. So,
Jordy, do you think some of the roles of the other guys are still being kind of defined here as the season goes on? We have so many receivers on this roster.
Yeah, I think it'll constantly be a flow. Different guys do certain things better than others. I mean, it's similar to years ago when there were so many of us, and we'd rotate guys in and out depending on what was going on. So everyone just needs to continue to grow, continue to compete. I mean, just because the camp's over and we're in the season, nothing's settled. And so it's a constant week in and week out battle for playing time. And if it's not for playing time for some of us, you know, making sure you're doing what you're supposed to do on the field for Aaron to have confidence in you to throw you the ball. So.
Jordy, there aren't a lot of players here that were playing that Super Bowl game. To see Josh go, is that a bit of a shock to the system right before the season like that?
I don't think anyone was expecting it, but I think the longer you're around, myself going into my ninth year, I don't want to say you're prepared for things like that, but they happen. It's a business, and that was the decision they made upstairs, and, you know, we're confident in what Lane can do. We're confident in what the whole line can do. And Lane's been here for a while. They've all been together for a while. So I think it'll be a transition that will be fine, and we're ready to move on. So, I mean, it's like you said, it's obviously a shock. It's a veteran player, but, you know, I'm pretty sure, I mean, not to that extreme, but every year there's a shocker, and it's part of the business. You see it around the league all the time.
Does it increase the urgency to win the Super Bowl, you feel like, when veterans are moving on like that, like Josh?
No, I mean, we have the same goal every year, and that's to win a Super Bowl. I don't think you're going to change that anytime you're in this locker room. So every person in this locker room can only play this game for so long. You don't ever know when. I mean, we've seen guys, I mean, you look at JerMichael, he only got through 5 or 6 years, and his career's over. So you don't know when it's over. So you want to win it every year. There's no reason to, you know, bump up the urgency this year and not last year. So.